In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. I just want to say a few words of reflection this morning as we enter our celebration of our Lord's resurrection and triumph over death. As we see the laurel leaves, the bay leaves, and the flowers thrown as a sign of victory of Christ bursting out of his tomb that was adorned with the flowers that people had left, and showing his sign of victory with the leaves, sign of victory in the ancient world. But on a serious note as well, it's important that we listen to what we heard in today's gospel teaching and that we see the actions that the church takes during this holy season that sort of underline this point. And we heard two things today in the gospel reading that I want to emphasize. They go hand in hand. The first is that the disciples were told to go back to Galilee, and there you will see Jesus. There you will find him. And also that when people are baptized, we should teach them to observe all things that Jesus has commanded. And these two go hand in hand. Obviously, we can understand that we teach the Word of God to those who have been baptized, to observe all that he has taught us. But what is important for us to see as well is this statement by this angel saying, go back to Galilee, because we know from the historical perspective, we'll hear about it in Luke's Gospel and the Acts of the Apostles, that the disciples went to Jerusalem, and that is where they experienced Pentecost. But what is being told to the disciples here in the sense of go back to Galilee is you go back to the beginning where Jesus began his earthly ministry and his teaching. And so at the very end of Matthew's gospel, it's the same thing in Mark. At the very end of the gospel, at the resurrection, the disciples are told, go back to Galilee and there you will find him. You find him in his teaching. He's not here present with us today. He's ascended into heaven and seated at the right hand of the Father. And this is why you see this gospel book, this small gospel. You know that the Greeks are so wise, right? They got tired of carrying this heavy gospel book on the processions that we do. They said, let's make a small book for the procession. So it's a processional gospel book. It's much easier to carry around on our processions for a long period of time. But in that book is the entire gospels, the words of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And you saw those last evening when we were celebrating, commemorating, remembering the funeral service of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We had in there the epitaphius, which has an icon of him lying in the tomb, but placed on top of that is the Gospels. And even when his body is removed and now it's up on the holy table where we make the offering here in the Divine Liturgy, it'll be there for 40 days until the Ascension. You have the gospel that's still left there in the bier. And then you will see the change during the Pascha and the 40 days afterwards when the priest blesses you no longer with the blessing cross, but what? With his words, with the gospel. So brothers and sisters, as we celebrate today and continue this celebration this evening of our Lord's resurrection, let us never forget where we find him. We find him in the way, in the words that he taught us, and by living them. To him be all glory, honor, and worship to the ages of ages. Amen. Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace.